Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
With all that snow that accumulated on your roof this winter, might be time to get it inspected, especially if it's flat. And how's your siding looking with all those ice dams? How about your air compressor, your drains? The list is never done. Luckily, Cobblestone Remodeling may just be able to help. Stay tuned in right now. Lou Manfredini is talking to Cobblestone Remodeling right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right, you know, not only is spring a great time to clean things up and get organized, but it's also a terrific time to get going on your spring projects. Joining me on the phone line is the founder of Cobblestone Remodeling, Bill Conforti, and the head of sales and design over at Cobblestone Remodeling, Jennifer Fletcher. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Lou.
Nice to have you with us. I know we've got a lot to talk about, but I want to share a quick story because 30 years ago, many of you may know that when I was in the midst of being a home builder, there was a guy that I was doing business with who owned a company called Siding One, Windows One. Actually, I think back then it was just called Siding One. And I got to know this Bill Conforti, who's on the phone line right now. And we have not only worked together ever since, but we've become longtime friends. And Bill, you ended up selling that company several years ago, but you also have some news as it pertains to that company and its ability to kind of get back into the exterior remodeling world.
Lou, I sold the company October 2012. On a positive note, I purchased the company back about approximately 4 months ago.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited. We have some great materials with Siding One, and looking forward to do a lot of jobs for our good customers.
You, one of the things that was a staple of that business, and I know that you continue to do that under the Cobblestone, you know, hat as well, was you had some really good installers. I mean, just the top-notch people. You know, I talk a lot about the fact that certainly the materials are very important, but the people that do the work are the ones that really make the difference.
I totally agree with you, Lou. We did over 20,000 jobs. I had an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, all satisfied customer. We are super happy with that.
And you're going to bring that back and bring that name to the prominence that it once was. I'm super excited for you, and I know that this was a labor of love for you. I mean, this is a time now, Bill, we were talking before that, you know, one of the challenges right now is that material costs are going up, and some of the lead times for this material is a little bit longer, and so planning this out is super important.
Very, very important. Material, in some cases, the shortages and also the price are going up. So the sooner the better that someone wants a job.
Jennifer, when it comes to the exterior of a home, I mean, certainly people can look and say, oh, gosh, you know, my siding is old and I should probably replace it. But it's also a time to possibly change the design a little bit. You have mentioned the fact that, you know, windows, while they certainly serve a utilitarian aspect of the home, right? They keep the cold out or the heat out, and you can look at them, you know, look through them. All that's great. But architecturally, a lot of that has changed as well. And so the design is important, and that's something that your team can help with.
Yeah, we have a team of designers here that can help, you know, the client make decisions and selections on those types of things. But you're absolutely right. The it's not only an exterior architectural feature, but it's become an interior architectural feature, you know, especially looking at windows with the on the interior and exterior with the black grids, which is very trendy and popular at the moment, and we see that trend continuing. And it's about making it cohesive with the rest of what you're doing in your home.
Right. I mean, certainly the whole idea of curb appeal, I mean, there's plenty you can do there, boy, if you want to make the investment of putting new siding and windows and obviously, you know, soffits and maybe even, you know, gutters, all of those things can just absolutely change the entire look of your home.
Yes, it can.
Now, the thing that the news about siding one, windows one is super exciting. I'm excited about that. But cobblestone remodeling, you have really been focused on kitchens and bathrooms and that design aspect. I've heard from a lot of listeners who've contacted you and have been super happy with the results. Can we talk a little bit about Jennifer? Maybe some of the trends that you're seeing or some of the things that maybe some of your clients are saying, I really want to do this, and what you've been able to help them with.
As far as kitchens are concerned, you know, the trend with the blues, it's still going, the quartz countertops, but I'm also seeing a lot of people start moving towards more of a concrete look, concrete sinks, concrete countertops. So I would say that those are some trends that are happening at the moment.
Right. And I would think, too, that, you know, what Bill's mentioned about the fact that lead times have been longer with a lot of materials, that may be true, too, when it comes to kitchens. So planning and having a conversation with some of your designers early on is very important.
Very important, because the design process, you know, that takes a little time. By the time you put a cabinet order in, I think the cabinet orders are probably what the longest lead times are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is a lumber shortage. And you're looking at about 10 to 12 weeks with most cabinet manufacturers before the cabinets even come in.
Right, right. And
you're probably going to want to plan this 2 to 3 months out before you want to start the job.
Right. And I mean, I think that is so important. And then a lot of times people get disappointed in the fact they're like, oh, I want my kitchen, and I figured you guys could be here in a couple of weeks. And that's just not the case. Plus the fact that it's worth waiting for the right design and the right materials, because obviously doing a kitchen or a bathroom is not something you do every day. Along with all of this great design help and the terrific installation teams that you have, talk to me a little bit about maybe some of the ways that you can help people finance or pay for this, because you've got some programs there as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're teaming up with a bank, First Nations Bank. Right now they are running a finance special, prime at 3.25%, and they're doing minus a quarter on that. So it actually comes out to a 3% financing.
So,
line of credit.
Right. And so that...
It is a super deal for somebody who wants to do a project and borrow money at 3%. That's a great deal.
And that's something that with the partnership that you have, you can assist your clients with? Like, in other words, when you put a bid together, you can help to facilitate it a little bit so it makes it easier for the client to get the job done?
No question about it. We help out 100%.
That's awesome. Well,
Lou,
yep, go ahead, Bill.
Lou, I also forgot to tell you, I've been listening to your show 25-plus years. would you believe that? And I love your show every single week.
Well, you're very kind. I'm pretty sure that you were not related, but you've been so kind to me over the years that it kind of feels like you are. So thank you very much. All right. If people are looking for exterior remodeling, siding, windows, gutters, soffits, fascia, even roofs, and a new kitchen or a new bathroom, how do they get a hold of you folks?
They can call our office at 773-661-0606, and one of our people on our team will get them set up with an appointment with one of our designers.
I really do appreciate you both getting up with us this morning and telling us a little bit about your company and all the good work that you're doing. Congratulations on the new rebirth of Siding One, Windows One. I can't wait to hear about all the great things you'll be doing there.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much. And you're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.